muted?
It's on mute.
I got six, we ready? Okay, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Mara, can you please determine quorum?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren?
Here.
Jay Lister?
Here.
Carrie Case?
Here.
Katie Holmland?
Here.
Meg Litzer? Oh, sorry, Nicole Olson.
That's an old one.
Nicole Olson.
Here.
Reusing paper.
And Charlotte is at regionals.
Okay, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Make a motion to approve tonight's March 7th agenda. I give a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded, any discussion? Okay, very none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, 5-0. Student presentation, it looks like we have members of Mrs. Miller's fifth grade class. Will present all the places you will go.
Reading challenge, is that all right?
Cody was hiding Miss Miller.
I'm gonna take over your screen.
That's okay.
There are okay students with me tonight, but people are traveling and busy, so we will just share. I think the HDMI has to be on one or two. If not, I can plug up some.
I don't know.
We're gonna cause feedback, so.
Do you wanna make sure it's on high school library?
Yes. Double check that.
Maybe it was going to elementary. Possibly.
Yes, that's high school library.
I have the one you sent me.
Okay.
Can you put that up?
Yeah. Go ahead, if you can pull that up. So I'll just explain. We had a reading challenge for the elementary in February. We were bringing back the tradition of having our reading challenge for the school. Since COVID, you know, we had to take a break from that, and I know Erica used to lead that challenge with the Dr. Seuss, and it was just so much fun to bring that back. And this was one of the videos the student council made to kick off the reading challenge. And we had 28 days of wonderful reading. So much reading was happening. The teacher said that it just reinvigorated everyone with their love for reading. I could just see that. A lot of kids were checking out more books and everything, so it was great. We can watch. Sound? For the month of February. It went really well. The kids absolutely loved it. And we also visited each classroom. Student council was dressed up in costumes, handing out book bags and all the reading logs that we needed to do. And now they're receiving medals for their work, their reading. So anyway, it went really well. I don't know if we're gonna be able to do the science one if we can't airplay I have one more to show if you want to, or we can move on.
You can retry your play.
We can try.
I did get to dress up last weekend too.
Did you?
Yeah. Which I was very happy with. And read.
Yeah.
I'm off, so you can go.
Okay. I'll try it. Doesn't seem to want to.
Is it on one or two? Is there something different on there? No?
It just says high school.
Yeah. Does it know me for the elementary?
Do you have to go into displays maybe and make sure that you're mirroring?
Yep, I'm mirroring.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, there's so many helps in there.
Yeah. Oh, there it goes. Let's go here. All right, so do you guys know what Flipgrid is? It's one of my favorite sites for science. And this is a great way for kids to video themselves teaching a lesson to a group of kids, other kids. And they can go on and see the different videos that they make. So I'll teach a lesson, we'll experiment, and then they'll go ahead and teach it to the class. So this is one of the videos we did. It's really a lot of fun. Get the sound up.
Circuit! First, before we start though, I'm going to list all the things you need. And this list includes a large battery, multiple wires, one Lego base, a battery base, and of course, the star of the show, one small light bulb. One. That's all. The second step is to grab your battery base and lay it in front of you on the table. Like so. Then you're going to grab the battery, and notice that there is a circular knob on one end. That is called the positive side, and the other end is the negative side. You're going to want both sides to touch the metal on the battery base when you place it in, which is right now. After this, you are going to grab one of your wires and wrap it around the metal part around the spiraling metal on the base. This thing, pretty much a spring. Fifth step is to pull out your light bulb base. And press down one of the metal leverages that should expose a hole to press the other end of the wire in. The sixth step is to do the exact same thing on the other metal leverage, but with your second wire. Then you connect that with the other spiraling metal part on the battery. Last step is to screw on your small light bulb to the open metal hole on the base, like this.
Sometimes it's trial and error, they have to practice a bit. Anyway, you can get the gist. I don't know if I watched the end of that one. But
science in there.
There are many of the videos on here that students can watch each other learning, growing through their different experiments. And so we have several of these types where we go and learn and do a lab. And then this is to demonstrate that they understand how to teach the lab to someone else. So it's kind of a fun way to teach and kind of end a unit. Anyway, they have a lot of fun with it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Very cool. Thank you. So no student representative reports since Charlotte is at Region 5.
Basketball tournament.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, we'll move on to correspondence.
There is no new correspondence.
Okay, comments from the audience unrelated to agenda?
Here's what I found.
Sorry. comments from the audience related to agenda items? Seeing none, comments from board members? Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Nope, hearing none. Okay, Mara, can you please call the roll?
Yep. Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Nicole Olson?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Moving on to the administrative reports. Start with our superintendent, Mayor.
Okay. So Karen Morrison and I attended the legislative fly-in last week in Juneau. It was a very eye-opening process. There were some very positive things that came out. We had some good conversations with people. There's definitely a lot of conversation this year, probably more than I've ever seen, about education funding being more of a priority. There was some good conversation about the retirement system. There was some good conversation about legislation around cultural programming. And so I think there's some pretty good momentum there. We had some challenging conversations with some of the education panels, particularly in the House, that were, challenging. I'm not sure that there were that everybody on those panels really is trying to sort of understand maybe what's going on in the schools, but kind of seems to have a few different agendas going on. So that was pretty challenging. We were there. There were business officials there. There were principals, elementary and secondary, and there were some school board members there and different people. So we were able to attend a couple different presentations and then go talk with our own legislators and some others that are on like House Education and Senate Education. So we were making our way around there. There is definitely some momentum around the legislation in the Senate and the House related to an increase to the BSA. Senate Bill 52 and House Bill 65. The Senate bill is an increase to a $1,000 increase, and the House bill is an increase of $1,250. The big issues that we're looking at, and we're going to talk about this more later when we do the budget discussion, and we're starting it now, is just to really focus on where we are now after many years of flat funding and funding outside the BSA and what that looks like. And coming out of COVID and losing some of those federal dollars. Lots of conversation about recruitment and retention of teachers. There was a press conference today at 1 o'clock, if you haven't seen that. That was just, the governor dropped some information there about some bills that he's putting forward related to incentives for teachers to come to teach in the state or stay in the state. Actual financial incentives that would go directly to new teachers somehow. So I don't know exactly how that would look, but that was just dropped at 1 o'clock, and I don't know much else about it because we didn't really have, I guess we found out at 11 o'clock it was coming out. So I don't know what that means, but, and some other legislation that he also put forth at that time. So might be worth your time watching. It's about 40 minutes long if you want to check that out. So we'll talk more about budgets later. What else is happening? I don't know that we have a ton new on the RTI grant. We're still working through that process. And then with our English Language Arts grant, we are close to making a final decision on what we're going to purchase with that for next year for the K-5 reading curriculum. And that's the funding for that will come through the Department of Education. That's part of the grant. So we're not having to pay for that, so that's a good thing. And Heather's doing a lot of good shopping about how to get some other intervention programs also included under that amount of money. So that's what we're doing with that. Teachers are working really hard at the elementary on utilizing the new screening tool that Deed has put out as well. And we'll get to do that again this spring, so we'll have a couple opportunities to do that before next year when everything really comes together. The other thing that I think is also getting a little bit of traction at the state level is we've given a lot of feedback about the READS Act being laid out with no funding attached, and I do think there's some movement on that. I think that was another comment that he, or another amount of money that I think he allocated when he gave his presentation today, that he's talking about proposing an amount of money that would go through DEED to two districts. So, because we've talked a lot about that, there's definitely going to be costs for that. We have to have people to do the work. So. We can't expect teachers with 20 kids to do all the other individual plans and everything else that goes along with it. So I think there's a little movement there. I think they're hearing, which is good. We're moving forward, still planning to have our curriculum work session on April 7th. We'll bring forward materials related to PE and health and foreign language at that time, and then hopefully have information about any costs that are coming forward with that. We do have money budgeted for curriculum, and that would be on the April 11th board meeting. We have jumped into the three-year school improvement process that we talked about a little bit last month. We have a small contract through the amount of money that was given to us through deed to have somebody that is going to be kind of helping us with that and kind of keeping us on track with the benchmarks that have to be done with that. And Heather's done a ton of work on that. And we've got a couple teachers in the elementary school that are really jumping in to help with that as well. So we have our first meeting, I think, tomorrow night with the planning crew. And Heather will probably talk a little more about that. What else is happening? Went to the ASTE conference with a group of teachers the end of February, and that was a great opportunity for professional development. It was very invigorating, a little bit more positive than some of the other conversations we're having, so that was good. And we are also working with a new vendor on an app and a system that's called Guard 911, and it's a kind of an emergency alert system. And we're going to be working with our police department on that. It's an alert system that would be used in the event of any sort of perfect situation where you would need to get information, I mean, get an alert to police directly immediately and also dispatch. So we're working with a vendor on that, and we'll be working with our police department as we get closer to that. And I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Oh, okay, we'll move on to our elementary principal's report. Principal Kahn.
And who did win the reading challenge right there?
Oh, my class did.
Yeah. How many minutes?
It was almost 13,000 minutes in my classroom.
So they
have 19 kids, so that's a lot of reading.
That's a lot of minutes.
And Mr. Hickey had to give up the cup.
We have the cup now. It's in my room.
And the high chews were a good topping on
yes.
the cup.
Yes.
Yes. So it was great.
It was.
It really motivated them. They were funny.
They were.
And we also got to end our reading challenge. We were supposed to end it last Wednesday, but you know, the snow got in the way. So we took the opportunity.